Welcome, my friends. Welcome, everyone. Welcome back to the broadcast. We are live tonight. We are here. You are here. I am here. It's Eric the Freedom Screamer on the RBN Network. Thanks for joining us, all you loyal listeners out there. We really appreciate it. Don't forget to get over to courtroomwatch.org and download your jury nullification flyers. Very, very, very crucially important. Most important thing you can do, the most important point of resistance right now, high benefit, low risk. Get it done. Makes a big, big impact in your community, makes a big impact at the courthouse, makes a big impact on the attorneys, makes a big impact on the police. Get that flyer out. If you want to write up your own, God bless you. And I think the one I've got up there pretty much says it all, and if you can make something better, great, go for it. But get a jury nullification flyer out to everyone in your community. It may very well be your rear end that's in the crosshairs of the witch's court. For absolutely no reason. And we have a brutal, brutal police state going on. Did everybody out there who has a computer see the footage of the Salt Lake City detective arresting a woman nurse at the hospital? The nurse was performing her duty. She was not only complying with the law, she was telling the cop what the law is. Hello, did you get that? She knew the law better than he did, apparently. Okay, he's strictly a torture master and a compliance officer, because when she said, no, we're not going to draw blood from that patient because he's unconscious and without his consent or a court order, we can't do it. It's against the law for us to do that, and I'm not going to break the law because you told me to, Mr. Adolf Hitler. And Mr. Hitler, I'll get his real name up here either tonight at the break or tomorrow sometime. You can go online and just type in Salt Lake City nurse arrested. What's his name, Chris?
Payne.
Hey, don't tell me that's the guy's name. No, the guy's name was, thought it began, wasn't his name Payne?
Payne, and the woman's name was Alex Wubbles. She was the nurse.
Wubbles, right. Miss Wubbles was apparently in the Olympics. She's a stellar nurse in Salt Lake City with a stellar career. Top-notch woman, and this stinking piece of filth comes in and says, you're going to draw blood because I said so. And she said, no, the law says otherwise. And he says, that's it, we're done here, you're under arrest. Puts his arms around her from the back, grabs her by her breasts, and starts dragging her through the hospital backwards while she's screaming and crying. Isn't that lovely? And that's not the exception, people. That's the rule. This is what goes on coast to coast. Now the hospital has a new policy. No cops allowed to have any contact or interaction with the hospital staff unless they go through one of the administrating supervisors first and have a little screening process of their own. How pathetic. You want to know why they're getting away with it? Because Donald Dump stood up in front of the law enforcement officers convention with all the uniformed Nazi prostitutes behind him smiling and grinning when he said, you know, when you arrest people, you know, you don't have to be too nice. You know how you put your head on top of your hand on top of their head when you're putting them in the police car so they don't bang their head and injure themselves? You don't have to do that. You can take the hand away. You know when you put them in the car rough? You know when you put them in the car rough? He uses the word rough to try to program the police to be rough and be brutal with the people. He knows what he's doing. He says, you know how when you put your hand on their head to kind of tuck their head down so you can fit them in the police car and they won't injure themselves unnecessarily? You don't have to do that anymore. You can just smash their head against the car. He didn't say smash their head, but that was what he was implying. And he turned around from the podium and put his arms up like whipping the police behind him up into a uniform frenzy to be brutal and go out and crack heads. Trump makes the absurd statement that, well, you know, when you arrest somebody and they've just killed somebody else, how do they know? I don't know, until there's an investigation and the homicide unit shows up and they put the police tape up and they take pictures and do a formal investigation. How do you know who killed whom? Just to go with that blanket, you know, and so you pick somebody up and you're pretty sure they killed someone, abuse them real good and smack their head against the car a few times. They'll serve them right. Trying to whip it, and it was in comments kind of geared toward the illegal alien invasion, which is a nightmare, and I agree. There's all kinds of thugs and monsters and MS-13 goons and criminals of their own coming in. But to stand there and try to get a pseudo-conservative Mr. and Mrs. America whipped up into a police pro-police state frenzy by encouraging the police to brutalize people, and this is the ramification of it. I know we have listeners out there. I've spoke to them. I get emails from them. I've talked to them on the phone. All coast to coast being abused in their jurisdiction by the police. It's nightmarish. Who are you more afraid of? 23,000 Antifa members nationwide, or 23 million agents of the corporate government licensed to kill and abuse anybody they can and steal their property along the way without any conscience, no matter how poor they are, no matter no matter what time of year it is, putting people out homeless while the county steals their house that it's already paid for and have been in their family for decades, and they steal the house because somebody couldn't pay $5,000, $6,000, $7,000, $8,000, $10,000 a year in taxes. Another store just closed its doors. Well, it's closing its doors on December 22nd of all time, and I don't fault the store owner. He's a great guy. We had a really interesting talk. He was always very quiet in the past. I don't know if he wasn't sure who I was because I was kind of new in this small town, and so I think he was a bit. We finally broke the ice, and he realized I didn't say I'm Eric the Freedom Screamer of RBN, but he got the idea when we started talking that I was on his same page. And he said, and he's a beautiful little market, all been in the town for, decades, family-owned, family-run, the guy with the woman and the daughter and all in the family and real friendly. Everybody shopped there, including the cops, and all of a sudden it's got to close its doors. Paying over this is a teeny little upstate New York town with very few people in it, and the guy doesn't make a fortune selling, ground beef and dog food and apples and different, ice cream at this store. He said, once again, I started talking about the state, and he said, it's not just the state, he said, it's the county. The county is destroyed. Over $10,000 a year just in property taxes on this little storefront on a little teeny Main Street in a very small upstate New York town in the poorest county in the state, Allegheny County, New York. So once again, who's gonna if he says, no, I'm not paying that $10,000 a year, what's gonna happen? They're gonna steal the building. So he's gotta close the door, sell it to another outfit that's not gonna have a grocery store there. Oh, how convenient. And during the course of our conversation, I found out that the one gas station at the one end of town is buying the gas station at the other end of town that just went out of business recently, and because it's owned by a multinational corporation, it's called Crosby's. And their corporate handlers, I thought it was local. He said, no, it's owned by a multinational. You know what the multinational parent company of Crosby's Gas Little Service Mart is doing? They're buying the empty gas station at the other end of town and shutting and making sure that no other gas station goes up to compete with it intentionally. And I said, oh, God, that's sickening. He said, yeah, that goes on a lot. The multinationals, the ones with the deep pockets, will buy up the businesses that have been run down by the state. Don't forget, do you think the corporations were donating to local politicians to get them to keep their competition open? No. The multinational corporations are donating to local politicians so they can get these onerous high tax statutes and fees and fines and surcharges and regulations put through to drive the little guy out of business. So multinational corporation comes in, buys up all the closed down businesses, and intentionally makes sure there's never going to be another gas station going in there. Oh, they'll have a doctor's office. I'm sure an attorney want to put their office in there. Oh, go ahead. Oh, if the state police want to put a barracks there, God bless them, eh? But no locally owned stores, no place to shop anymore. The small store in the town that I live in is shutting down in the next couple of weeks or a month. That's 1, 2, 3, 4 just in the time that I've been here and watched it happen. This is on top of all the other boarded up stores. And don't tell me there's an economic recovery in this country. I'm sick of hearing this pimping for Trump. It's insane. The people in our movement, supposedly in our movement, who are pimping Trump, shame on you. He's just another pig mason, and he's acting like it. He's the consummate insider. He's a promoter of police brutality. He's promoter of the military-industrial complex, his attorney general's promoter of the drug war. According to the consigliere, that's how it's worded in the article that I read, I'm not even going to name the outfit that wrote the article because it was totally jaded and stacked, but it made a point of quoting one of the Goldman Sachs top attorneys that said Trump likes to have people around him in power, generals, CEOs of multinational corporations, vicars and bishops, Zionists like Kirchner. He likes to have the man's sick in the head, okay? If he was a real patriot, he'd be out doing something for the Bundys right now. If he was a real patriot, he'd be taking up, he's sending Jeff Sessions' Civil Rights Division out to help people like Tom LaCavara, who are the real patriots. Calling Trump a patriot while the real patriots are languishing in prison, disgusting. And we would have been better off with Hillary because people would have identified the tyranny. They'd see it. They'd know it. They'd say, let's fight it. Oh, now, though, everything's happy. There's a video online called This Viral Video May Save America. I say, gosh, this must be important. We must have the real plan. You know, the plan to restore the republic, common law, return the Constitution, put some teeth in the Constitution, hold all your local witches to the common law. It's a promo pack for Donald Dump running around at the hurricane relief centers, kissing black babies and putting his arms around Hispanic people and hugging them and pretending he has something to do with the goodwill that people are sharing among each other. It was absolutely gross. So if another promotional video for Donald Dump is going to save America, we're in big trouble. And why can't people just be honest and say, this guy's like all the others. We have another politician, lying politician. This time he's a New York billionaire, investment banker related. Look at the Goldman Trump administration with five people. Oh, by the way, and I'm going to do this, I think, on another day this week. I'm going to read you the membership list of the Committee of 300. It comes out of the Council of 300 from the Dutch East India Trading Company. And this is very real. I expected a bunch of conspiracy theory articles and, you know, people saying, yeah, it's there, but who knows what. Their membership list is right online. Guess who one of the members of the Committee of 300, which is the shadow government that runs the world, the guys who pull the strings of the banking establishment, Gary Cohn. Donald Trump's top economic advisor, the director of the National Economic Council, grandson of immigrant Jews, which means Zionists, and here we go again. We'll get back to the protocols of Zion in the very near future. Meanwhile, I had if Mike on the board, and I'm going to welcome Gary and Chris after we play this clip, but I want people to listen to the, if Mike on the board has pulled it up yet, we're going to have a clip of Donald Trump being interviewed at the Christian Leadership Summit. This is in, and it's Trump in his own words being interviewed. You know, there's no photoshopping or this is no theorizing. This is in his own words, and it's within a documentary called 100. And I don't recommend too many, but this one was pretty good. It was one. It says 100% type of your search engine, 100% proof. Oh, by the way, I was very disappointed with Startpage to find out they have automatic filters in there. I was trying to get through to freedomscreamradio.chattango.com, which is our thing that Sovereign Man set up so we could have a chat room. Well, God bless them, and what a great initiative to have our listeners picking up the torch and setting up a chat room. I couldn't get there, and you know what came up on my screen? Oh, your family filter may be preventing you from getting there because it's an adult website. Oh, okay, great. Freedom Scream Radio is now in the same category as porno. Lovely. See, this is what they try to do. Very disappointed with Startpage, going to be exposing them, who's ever, and the litany of garbage when I went there and clicked on and tried to find out what's this filter they've got me on without my consent. It was disgusting. Startpage has either been taken over by the enemy or was there from day one. So search engines, you're on your own, folks. I'll take suggestions. We're going to start looking. I'll be changing my email in the near future, but for now it's erichughes.ny@yahoo.com. And I appreciate everyone joining us tonight. So we're going to play a clip from this documentary that says 100% proof. You want to check it out online. It's 100% proof Trump is a Mason. And then it says Synagogue of Satan or something like that. And it's posted, the one I liked was posted by Brother Daryl. I don't know if it's the same Daryl in Alabama. It's our great listener. And we're going to come up on a break maybe. So what we'll do is I'll welcome Gary and Chris first. And then we'll play the clip when we come back from the break. So Gary and Chris, let's start with Gary because he's our senior man. Are you with us, Gary?
I'm here.
Oh, yeoman's duty. We appreciate your presence.
I'm aghast at what you had to say. It's just unbelievable. It's terrible that we have leadership like this. We can only blame ourselves.
We can only blame ourselves for it. Well, I know. And you're right. We all share in some of the blame, some more than others.
Yes, sir.
You know, I can look to my past, and we all can, and say, wow, I used to be in the system, and it was evil, but, you know, I'm repenting now, so that's cool. I appreciate all the people in the system who are defecting to the freedom movement. God bless you. You're our most important asset, other than the Lord and Savior. But, yeah, we all share a little bit to blame, some more than others. The some who are more than others are the ones who will not let it go. They have to be on Trump's payroll. The guy's worth billions now, and he's got the entire Zionist banking establishment behind him. Imagine the pocket, deep pockets that are there, unlimited. So imagine the amount of people that are on his payroll. I mean, just think about it. Either that or people are just really stupid and they got to have this King Arthur mentality that there is some good king out there. We just got to find him. The Republicans, yeah, the Republican establishment sucks, but if we get the right Republicans, and they'll take the party back. Hello, people, listen, once again, now listen carefully, everybody out there who thinks the Republican is a party that we can take back. It's a private business. They filed letters of incorporation, which made them a private business. They are not to be taken back. You can't if you wanted to. It's illegal and unlawful, and you'll be sued by the witness attorneys and the whole smash. There's no taking back the Republican. It's gone. It's a corporation now. It serves itself. It serves its shareholders and its stakeholders. Remember what Obama said when he took the land out west before he went into off into the sunset, hopefully. A wide range of stakeholders agree that this land should be taken under federal domain. Who do you think those stakeholders are? The same people that are stakeholding Trump and driving the stake through us, the formerly free republic that we once enjoyed maybe for 10 years back between 1779 and 1789 with the Judiciary Act and all the other nightmares that came along with the modern witch's court. By the way, we're going to have an interesting documentary later this week about Masonic rituals, and the Illuminati in its modern form was initiated in 1776 in its westernized, I mean, it set up shop right here at the same time. We've had our supposed revolution to fight for our supposed freedom. So we got a break here. Okay, so when we come back from the break, we're going to play the clip of Trump, and we're going to see where he stands spiritually. Because it is a spiritual battle here on the RBN Network. We realize this. Stay with us. It's Eric the Freedom Screamer and Gary in Michigan, along with Chris in Las Vegas, and everyone out there. Join us, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back after this short break.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting Truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
My friend, welcome back to the broadcast. Okay, we're going to get right into it, and then we'll bring in Chris after this. So, Mike on the board, we're going to play something here from Donald Trump being interviewed. I'm not sure who the interviewer is, but it's at the Christian Leadership Summit. And he asks Donald Trump a very simple question: have you ever asked God for forgiveness? And we know that repentance is the cornerstone to our salvation. It's step number one. Before you can run, you got to walk. Before you can walk, you got to crawl. Before you got to crawl, you got to be born, and you got to repent. Because we know as Christians, if we're going to purport ourselves to be Christians, we should have repentance at the top of our list. Wouldn't you agree? So here we go. Mike on the board. Roll them. Oh, by the way, hold on, Mike. 1 second. When there's a pause in this, they're going to be showing when he mentions Reverend Norman Vincent Peale. Okay, there's going to be a pause where they show you a picture of Mr. Peale and his credentials as the Grand Chaplain of the Grand Masonic Lodge of New York. The Grand Chaplain of the Grand Masonic Lodge of New York is Donald Trump's favorite preacher. So with that, we are going to go to the clip now. Mike on the board, roll him.
Because you used the word Christian. Have you ever asked God for forgiveness? That's a tough question. I don't think in terms of, I'm a religious person. Shockingly, because people are so shocked when they find this out, I'm Protestant, I'm Presbyterian, and I go to church and I love God and I love my church. And Norman Vincent Peale, the great Norman Vincent Peale, was my pastor. Christian. Dr. Norman Vincent Peale, Frank, would give a sermon. I'm telling you, I still remember his sermons. It was unbelievable. And you could listen to him all day long. When you left the church, you were disappointed that it was over. He was the greatest guy. And then, you know, he passed away, but he was a great... He wrote The Power of Positive Thinking, which is a great book.
But have you ever asked God for forgiveness?
I don't bring God into that picture. I don't. But in terms of officially, I could say absolutely, and everybody, I don't think in terms of that. I think in terms of let's go on and let's make it right.
The Bible, you talked about it.
Did you get that? Okay, that's good. Did you get that, people? Not only would the lying, deceitful politician not answer the question, boy, is he a good politician, don't tell me he's an outsider. You want to talk about the artful dodging of the question. When asked if he ever repented, if he's ever asked God for forgiveness, he weaseled and wormed and wiggled and squiggled his way out of it and ran over to the great Grand Mason, the Grand Chaplain of the Grand Masonic Lodge of New York. Now, you don't be a New York billionaire and go to a church whose pastor or whose chaplain is the Grand chaplain of the Grand Masonic Lodge and not know it and be part of it. I mean, please, let's just not live in that delusional dream world. Okay, so he squiggles and dances around, and the guy, to his credit, says, yeah, okay, Mr. Liar, I know you didn't want to answer the question, but have you ever asked God for forgiveness? And what does Trump say? No, I don't bring God into that situation. His exact words were, I don't bring God into that situation. I can assure Mr. Trump that God is in that situation, whether he wants to bring him into it or not. And I really don't appreciate him running around with his plastic wife reciting the Lord's Prayer and trying to suck all the Christians in, like Hillary Clinton with her, yeah, I got my guns and my Bible, you know, when she's down south with the fake accent and the whole smash. Trump doing the same thing, has no, absolutely no desire to repent. Said he could have lied and said that he has and said, no, I'm going to tell you the truth. I haven't. Geez, I don't know if I would have liked him better as a liar who said he repented or as a truth teller who didn't. Ay, 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 what a conundrum. Either way, he's a piece of stink. So you tell me, people, does that sound like a repentant Christian? Does that sound like somebody who knows Christ, who's repented and who's asked God for forgiveness? He didn't even bring up Christ or Jesus or being born again or born of the water or born of the air or whatever, you know, however the original scripture was. I mean, nothing even close to forgiveness or repentance. He says, no, I don't bring God into that situation. Really? Is Mr. Trump stupid and childlike enough to think that because he doesn't bring God into that situation, that God's not going to be in that situation anyway? With that, I'd like to bring in Chris from Las Vegas. How are you, Chris?
A little tested this afternoon, actually.
We've got a break time. Okay. Hold tight, Chris. We're going to be right back after the bottom of the hour with Chris and Gary and Derek, the Freedom Screamer. I appreciate you being with us. Be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
My friends, welcome back to the broadcast. Thanks for joining us tonight. It's Eric the Freedom Screamer on the RBN Network. We got Gary in Michigan. We got Chris in Las Vegas. And we are, well, at least I can't say we. At least I am very disgusted with how far we've gone down the toilet of tyranny. And we're taking this lying New York billionaire who's claiming to be a Christian, I guess, of some sorts. I mean, Protestant, that means Christian, doesn't it? I mean, in the world. And he doesn't bring God into that picture of forgiveness. I really don't. No, I don't bring God into that picture. What does he think he's going to do? Do the monkey see no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil, and cover his eyes and his ears and stick something in his mouth and say, I don't bring God. Boy, you want to talk about getting into the wind. And I mean, Gary, can you comment on this? And then we'll get over to Chris.
Well, you know, my opinion is this, that the establishment, whether you want to call them Republican or whatever they are, the establishment has pulled off the biggest upset that we've ever seen in the United States of America by getting Trump elected. My opinion is that Trump was the only one that could beat Hillary. And that's, of course, that's my opinion along with other folks that I know.
Right.
That doesn't mean it absolutely so, but when you understand that when he took his oath, and I may be repeating this, but we need to repeat it. He took his oath to the United States, the corporation. And very clear, because he stopped right at that point of saying United States, not the United States, the America. So they have pulled off the biggest scam probably this country has ever seen in elections, or that I know about. And I'm 82, going in 83, and I've seen a few elections, and it's so sad when a man can get on the horn, but he calls themselves Christians or whatever, and use the dialect that he used and the whole system, and I would bet you that, including yours truly, before it was brought up, I knew who Norman Vincent Peale was, but I did not know he had this power in the Masonic movement. So right now I do. I know that. It makes me more suspicious. And with that, I yield to Chris, please.
Say what?
I yield to you, Chris.
Yeah, I'm traveling, but it's a little stressful out here. Sorry about that.
What do you think, Chris? Is not repentance the cornerstone, or the premier, the primary, the building block, the cornerstone of salvation? I mean, that's what you have to do first, is repent and admit you're a sinner. Is Donald Trump that arrogant? I guess he is. That he thinks he's not a sinner? Or, I mean, that has to be what it is, or I don't think he would say it. He was being honest. He said, I can tell everybody that I've repented, and... But no, I'm going to be honest and tell you, no, I don't bring God into that picture. Don't you agree, Chris, that God's in the picture no matter what Donald Trump tends to want to believe?
Well, he can choose to believe whatever he wants to be, but whenever the final accounting in the big book of taking tolls on everybody's life comes down, he will certainly be noted as to who he sided with, certainly not the God of the Christians. It may be the Talmudic or the Zionist gods, the sun god, moon god, Wall Street cults, is manifested in his apartment complex, Trump Tower, at the very top of it, where he has all the sun god worshiping of Ka and Yah and all these other pagan demon symbols. He particularly worships very clearly. But it's important to understand what we saw in Salt Lake City. We're in the period of escalating violence. This is the precursor to the bring down of this country. This is the Bolshevik Revolution Phase 2 coming here to America, to your front door. With mass murders and killings by police all over everywhere. They will cause us to have to go to war with the police. That's what they're trying to provoke by putting this stuff on TV. And it's absolutely the most egregious abuse of discretion one could ever see, to find that maniac wearing a badge, portraying himself to be a public servant, when he's nothing but a terrorist to America. And he proved it very clearly on national TV, thanks to the putting it up. In fact, I can tell you stuff about Salt Lake City that would make your hair curl. That place has been murdering people there left and right. Child pedophilia runs amok there. They do nothing about it. West Jordan, American Fort, Salt Lake City, Sam Gill, that's used to be the attorney general there at the place, but... It is absolutely a cesspool of abject corruption, because they think the people there are too stupid, and like the rest of it, a whole bunch of stupid goyim, just like the guy that was the MIT's Jonathan Gruber, I think his name was. He was just absolutely telling people how stupid we are, because he helped write the health care scam bill, and that we were too stupid to know what was in it.
Excellent points. And, you know, I just got, I think, a pretty neat little idea where we can have some interactiveness with our listeners. I think when we get stuff like this, and I got a question, I'm going to put it out. Okay, give us a call. The lines are open, 800-313-9443. Which department was this detective out of? Was he Salt Lake City PD? Was he Salt Lake County Sheriff? If Jim Tracy is still the sheriff of Salt Lake County, Utah, he needs to get his ship in order. And whether this guy is in his department or not, he's the high sheriff. He needs to get his ship in order. And I got to say, during the Stephen Dean case, which is where the courtroom observers kind of finally got their first big role, it was when I was with the National Liberty Alliance, formerly. There's a little story behind that. But they put me out to pasture when I started talking about the Vickers and the Masons. They claimed that they didn't want me using the word Nazi in my postings, and I only used it occasionally when it was appropriate, like in a case like this with the Salt Lake City police detective arresting a nurse for complying with the law and telling the cop, no, no, I'm not going to draw blood from somebody who's unconscious, and you don't have a warrant, you don't have any papers, and the guy is not awake to consent, and the law says he has to be. And, of course, the police don't know the law, and they'll tell it to you. I've had New York State troopers say, oh, I don't know about all that. I'm not an attorney. You know, you bring up Thompson versus Smith, the right to travel. I don't need paperwork if I'm traveling and not engaged in commerce. Oh, I wouldn't know about that. I'm not an attorney. Just get out of the car and come to court. And then you get to court, and the attorneys there say, oh, the troopers don't need a bond because they're not officers of the court. Oh, really? Then I guess I'll be snipping them next time they tell me to go to court, and that'll be okay, right? Okay, I'll give them your card, Mr. Joe Pellick of Hornell, New York, the attorney that said, New York State troopers aren't officers of the court. They don't have to be bonded. Oh, yeah, they're carrying around a .45 automatic, putting it to people's heads and saying, you'll come to court, or we'll come get you. And then if you still don't come to court, we'll kill you on your private property for a victimless statutory offense. And we don't have to be bonded because we're not officers of the court. Okay, that's a good one. Boy, you want to talk about the level of absurdity, and it doesn't matter. The Tom Lockavar is sitting in Pearson languishing. The Bundy, I mean, do we have a caller, Mike? Okay, I'm going to turn my fan off. We got feedback, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to, everybody's going on mute except the guy who's talking, and I'm turning my fan off. We're just going to clean up the background sound. I'm going to back away from my speakerphone. We'll see if that made a difference. So I would like to know if this detective was with the Salt Lake County, Utah Sheriff's Department, or if he was with the Salt Lake City PD, or whether he was with, was this in Provo? Was it one of the, you know, anybody wants to call in on that? If you can do a quick search on that and find out who this cop, I didn't get his name in the article, or I did and I forgot it, but Chris says the detective's name is Payne. Oh, boy. What a perfect name for somebody who's instilling pain on a poor nurse who's simply complying with the law that the police are supposed to enforce. And that's not a problem for Donald Trump? Oh, but let's, when we arrest people, if we suspect they might be involved in a murder or something violent or less, because the cops aren't going to limit it to murder arrests, they're going to rough up everybody if they think the president's behind them on it and they can get away with it. They all clapped. Mike, see if you can pull that up, Mike on the board. By the way, we got Mike on the board, the unsung hero of this broadcast. We had two fill-ins, Sam and Ken, I believe it was, and they did a great job. I want to thank them as well. There's the clip, I believe you probably want to punch in, Trump speech, Long Island, law enforcement, don't be nice when you arrest people. It's a very short, it's just a minute and a half, and you'll hear him in his own words. I like to do it in their own words. I don't, you know, I can characterize, and usually I try to be pretty accurate on the description of what they did. But if Mike can pull that up for one of the next segments, it's a brief speech he made at the Long Island speech to law enforcement. Long Island's outside New York City. And he said, rough them up. And he used the word rough. And he turned around and waved his hands up in the air as if to whip them up into a frenzy. I very rarely see him turn his back when he's on the podium and make motions or gestures to the people behind him directly. It was kind of unusually odd. You got the clip? Wow, Mike is like, wow, who do I say? Wyatt Earp, quickest draw in the West. Okay. All right, Mike, we're going to play this clip now. I think we got a minute till the next break. It's short. So this is Donald Trump in his own words promoting police abuse of American people. Go ahead, Mike.
I am the big, big believer and admirer of the people in law enforcement, okay, from day one. From day one. And I want to just tell you all together right now, and the reason I came, this is the most important sentence to me, on behalf of the American people, I want to say thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. And I don't think you know how much the public respects and admires you. You're saving American lives every day, and we have your back. Believe me, we have your backs 100%. Not like the old days. Not like the old days. Please don't be too nice. Like when you guys put somebody in the car and you're protecting their head, you know, the way you put their hand over. Like, don't hit their head and they've just killed somebody, don't hit their head. I said, you can take the hand away, okay?
Nazi music and the whole smash. Oh my God! Thank you, Mike. Now, Now that was disgusting. Okay, he's promoted. Take your hand away from the head, so they bang their head in the car when they're getting in, and just strictly. I mean, are these patriots, the pseudo patriots in this country, stupid enough not to realize that the abuse of the illegal alien who just killed some maybe you don't know. He's arresting. People get arrested for garbage all the time. They didn't. One guy just arrested a nurse in the hospital while she was working and complying with the law, telling the cop what the law was. Cop didn't know she did. So don't give me this stuff. You know, when you arrest people, that's enough to assume that they killed somebody or did this or did that. So on top of the fact that he's promoting that, are the patriots really stupid enough not to know that this abuse isn't coming for them? When they're at a legitimate protest, like the Bundy protest, like protesting the woman nurse who got arrested unlawful. This guy kidnapped her. This is kidnapping. He needs to go to prison for decades. They're trying to have the dispute whether they should even fire him or not. Are you kidding me? Whoever department this guy works for needs to get a piece of our minds. Send emails, make phone calls, let them know, bury them. When we did the Stephen Dean phone blitz, Jim Tracy, the sheriff of Utah County, Utah, many of our observers back and said he was getting hundreds of calls on the case, and he was trying to return every one of the calls, including the people who lived out of state. I thought that was to his credit. This is to his department, I'm going to hope that it's not. He seemed like a guy at the time who was trying to do the right thing, you know, and once again, pushing the vicar button, well, that was the first time we ever did that, and I think that's why these sheriffs. Because the vicar is the king of the local Jesuit Masons, and the vicar has the final say, believe it or not, ultimately, in the back room. You know, in a consortium, usually with the mafia and a couple other heavy players, the heavy bankers, the big money people. We have our own Rothschild up here in upstate New York, Arnie Rothschild. And they use his name on the radio and stuff like, he's a great guy, he's our plantation boss, great. So anyway, we got Trump promoting police, but are patriots stupid enough to believe, to not realize that this is coming for you? Your kid's going to be at some innocent protest doing the right thing and saying, we want our freedom and the Fed. You know, we want GMO food out of our community. You know, some innocent protest. You don't think these cops are going to do the same thing to the people on the right, so to speak, the patriots, when they're protesting? How can anybody be stupid enough to be anything other than disgusted by this? Of course, the cops love it. Because they're by nature come into this and they want to beat. I mean, they wouldn't be doing it if they didn't enjoy it. And when the whole entire New York Police Department standing around Donald Trump by the hundreds is cheering and clapping when he says, smash their head against the car when they've been arrested, not found guilty of anything, not been even investigated for anything, and we're going to initiate the abuse at point of contact. Great. Did you get that? Initiate abuse of the American people at point of contact before you know anything. Gross. We'll be right back after this break. It's Eric the Freedom Screamer with Gary and Chris, and hang in there with us. We've got another, full hour after this break, a little more. So the RBN Network, we'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux has really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back to the broadcast. It's Derek, the Freedom Streamer. Trump's favorite pastor is a grand chaplain of the Grand Masonic Lodge of New York. That does not make me feel too good about what's going on. Appreciate you joining us tonight on the RBN Network. It's Derek, the Freedom Streamer. I've really had it up to my eyeballs with the police state and Trump's pimping of it and his promoting of it and his bootlicking and his... Now, you know, one of the most important things of that whole speech, did anybody else pick up on this? And I've been noticing this since he started running for office. I counted five times once that he repeats himself. We have your back. We have your back. People would be so surprised. They'd be so shocked. They'd be so surprised. I almost want to play that piece one more time, and I want everybody to count the number of times. We're going to do it. Mike, pull up that piece again of Trump at the law enforcement thing. It's pretty short, so I think we can squeeze it in before the top of the hour. Roll it again, and I want everybody out there to count how many times he repeats himself. It's the sign of two things. It's a brainwashing technique, and it's a sign of a liar. Go ahead, Mike, roll it again. Count the number of times he repeats himself.
I am the big, big believer and admirer of the people in law enforcement, okay? From day one.
That's one.
And I want to just tell you all together right now, and the reason I came, this is the most important sentence to me, on behalf of the American people, I want to say thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. And I don't think you know how much the public respects and admires you. You're saving American lives every day. And we have your backs. Believe me, we have your backs 100%. Not like the old days. Not like the old days.
It's 3 and 4.
Please don't be too nice. Like when you guys put somebody in the car and you're protecting their head, you know, the way you put their hand over. Like, don't hit their head and they've just killed somebody. Don't hit their head. I said, you can take the hand away, okay?
That's 4 and 5. Okay, so here we go. We're at the top. We're at the top of the hour. We're going to cut a break coming up. I counted 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 times, and there may have been some more speech after that. This is just now. That was in what? Maybe the space of 90 seconds. He said day one twice. He said thank you multiple times. Here's Gordon Lightfoot. Got to go. We'll be right back.
The lamp is burning low upon my tabletop. The snow is softly falling. The air is still in the silence of my room. I hear your voice softly calling. If I could only have you near to breathe a sigh or two, I would be happy just to hold the hands I love on this winter night with you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.